Like, I wouldn't want to... Imagine you get in a, and she's like, oh, I'm a godly girl. I never slept with anybody. I'm a virgin. See my virginity ring? Then you found out, oh, yeah, she never had sex. She was doing, you know, meaning intercourse. And I want to tread carefully here. But she did everything else with everyone else. It's a fornicator. Yeah. Well, she never... You know, she was still technically a virgin, but that's not virginal. That kind of behavior is fornication. You know? She'd be defiled. She's lying. Well, like I said, if you go into a marriage knowing this, knowing, yes, they were married before, or yes, they had walked wayward, and now in Christ, and maybe you were the same, but you lay those things aside, right? And now you're going to walk uprightly. You know, from this point forward, do so. But don't think there was anything righteous about what you've done up to this point. You know, your divorce was unrighteous. Your remarriage, it represents the sinfulness of your past. So what, should I get divorced again? No. Repent and stick to the new course. You can't go back. But know that what you did was worthy of death. In the old covenant. It was adultery. And cherish and remember the forgiveness of Christ. Verse 33. Again, you have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to the Lord thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yes, yes, no, no, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. I always think it's funny when people say, I give you my word. I already had your word. You said yes. Now what are you saying? That wasn't very good? And now you really mean it? Your word is what comes out of your mouth. Say, I'll be there at 7. Now you've given your word. That's all. You haven't sworn anything, right? But when you give your word, it means you speak, and that what you speak is the truth, right? Jesus is saying, just let your word be yes and no, meaning answer in the affirmative or in the negative. Not that you have any other answers to give, but what I mean is, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth? Just tell the truth. I don't make oaths by heaven. I swear by heaven. I swear by the living God. It is the truth. I swear. Because what is really happening when you do that? You're invoking God as witness. And now if you're a liar, you're an even bigger liar. You're an even bigger liar now. Because God has been brought into the equation. I've made that mistake a few times in my life. I wish I'd never done those things. It just made my lies bigger sins. Now I brought God into my lie. Lying in the name of the Lord, instead of just lying out of my mouth. Do you swear? Don't ask me to swear. You can't even swear by your own, by my head! I can't make my hair white or black. So what am I going to do? Am I asking God to kill me if I'm not telling the truth? May the Lord strike me down! You fool! And I say that in the loving sense. Not like, you fool! I'll kill you! That kind of fool. I wish you were dead, you fool! What have you done to me? That's different. You've wasted my money! You've wasted my goods! You fool! Don't be so foolish. Don't swear by these things. Don't swear at all, he's saying. Just let your word be the truth. Let that which comes out of your mouth be true. Let your reputation be of one who speaks the truth, and then they will know that you're of the truth. Yes, yes, yay, yay, nay, nay. Can you be there? No. Maybe. Again, in small matters, the consequences are small. But in great matters, they're great. And he that is faithful in least is also faithful in that which is most. And that's the way God looks at it. Well, I just lied over little things. Well, If you would lie over little things, are you telling me, but I'd never lie over big things? If you were not willing to let the truth come out over something small, how much more will you be unwilling to tell the truth when it really matters? Did you do this, George? Of course I did. Yes, I did. It's now time for me to step up and to tell the truth. Yeah, right. Are you responsible for this? No. You tell me after so many times of lying, when it comes down, when the rubber meets the road, I'll tell the truth. Every other time, Will. Verse 38. You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you that you resist not evil. But whosoever smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Instead of having a self-serving, self-seeking attitude, he's saying, have an attitude that seeks good for others, and not yourself. Sacrifice of yourself that others may have, and you will go without. This is the kingdom of heaven, to sacrifice. Like Jesus did. Oh, when they whipped him and they did this, what did he do? He let himself be crucified. Don't you know that if I willed, I could have 10 legions of angels, or 12, I forgot how many. 80? You know, I could have many, many, many. It doesn't matter is what I mean. He's saying, you know, it's said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That was said in terms of, let there be equitableness and judgment. See, in some laws, some places, it's like, you know, if a rich man killed a slave, he would pay $30. In the law of the Old Testament, it doesn't matter who you are. If you do murder, it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It meant equitableness and judgment. You know, it's not an eye for a slight, a life for a tooth. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Meaning equitable. Things should be equal. But he's saying, no, if someone takes from you, let them have it. Do not resist the evil. Now, here's a verse you could take the wrong way. I tell you, resist not evil. Let evil overcome you. Let evil be in you and overflow you and do evil and be evil and feel evil. Of course, Jesus doesn't mean that. Everyone knows Jesus doesn't mean that. But when he says, judge not that you be not judged, suddenly they think, don't judge anything. Never judge. Wrong. We'll get to that. Two chapters. Resist not evil.